Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll hear about how one company is rapidly expanding its offering to many schools throughout Donegal under the government-backed school meals scheme. But first, on the aviation front, it's been an important week for the Northwest. Beginning with flights out of Donegal Airport, and this past week has seen the start of an additional return flight on Wednesdays to Glasgow. The flight leaves Glasgow International Airport at 12:30 and arrives in Carrickfinn at 1:30 p.m. Following a quick turnaround, it then departs Donegal at 2 p.m. and arrives back in Glasgow International Airport at 3 p.m. This brings the number of return flights on the route to 3, and that will actually increase to 4 from July the 5th, when an additional round trip will be on offer on Saturdays. So encouraging to see this, and it reflects the added traffic at this time of the year. The service operated by Loganair includes a free 15-kilo checked-in bag. Now, meanwhile, on the Aer Lingus regional route between Donegal and Dublin, there are currently 2 flights daily. Last year, passenger numbers at Donegal Airport soared by more than 21%, with more than 50,000 people flying through the airport. The highest figure for 15 years, and hopes are high that this figure could be surpassed this year. One of the key factors is the fact that the Aer Lingus service to Dublin connects you seamlessly to a wide range of onward destinations worldwide on the Aer Lingus network. And they're also linked into the Qatar Airways extensive global network. And the fact you can check your baggage through to your final destination is indeed a major plus point. Now, meanwhile, a recently published report called A Pathfinder for Irish Aviation contains a number of key policy recommendations aimed at driving commercial aviation forward and boosting the Irish economy. The report, which was prepared after consulting with 33 industry leaders, including the CEOs and leaders of the likes of British Airways, the Dublin Airport Authority, Aer Lingus, Ryanair and Emerald Airlines, includes a recommendation that a state-subsidised service be operated from Derry to Dublin and also from Belfast to Cork. Well, speaking of Derry, air passenger numbers for the first quarter of 2025 for Northern Ireland's 3 airports saw an overall increase in passenger numbers. Additional EasyJet flights have meant a passenger throughput increase of more than 10% over the benchmark year of 2019 at City of Derry Airport. That, of course, was pre-COVID. And indeed, comparing the figures with last year, up 75.6%. Now, this is a particularly big rise, but you must bear in mind that last year there was a curtailment of a number of Ryanair services, so obviously that did impact on the numbers. Nevertheless, in what is seen as a clear vote of confidence in City of Derry Airport, EasyJet recently confirmed that it is to take over the Birmingham route, which was vacated by Ryanair. And that will be in the autumn. And in fact, EasyJet is set to become City of Derry's main operating airline by the end of this year, as it will have scheduled flights to Edinburgh, Liverpool and Birmingham as well. Now, on top of this, following many years of uncertainty about the airport's long-term future, the Northern Ireland Department of the Economy announced in April that it would underwrite the costs of running the airport right up till 2029. This is in the region of €3 million a year, so that is a significant amount of money. And this has been widely welcomed, as has the news that the subsidised, the PSO route to Heathrow, operated by Loganair, will be funded for another 2 years. So, good news there on the aviation front. Now, my main focus of attention in this week's programme is the whole business of hot school meals. The Irish government has a goal of providing a hot meal in schools for every child in the country by 2030 at the latest. When the school meals program began in 2019, it was initially for a pilot number of disadvantaged schools known as DESH schools. Now, it's gradually expanded over the years and the rollout is now really moving up through the gears. So it's big business with a number of competing companies all looking for a share of this sector. One of those companies involved is a company called Fresh Today. It now delivers school lunches to more than 650 schools around the country. In Donegal, it now supplies 65 schools, including ones on Tory Island and Aranmore Island. And it has created 45 jobs in Donegal, with new facilities having recently opened in Letterkenny and Buncrana. So to find out more, I've been speaking with its managing director, Richie Nangle. Richie, many thanks for joining us on Business Matters as we look at Fresh Today. And perhaps we'll start off maybe with just a little bit of a background to the company and how did it all begin?
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for having me on. So Fresh Today, we started off in 2010. At that time, we were predominantly sandwich manufacturers, and that was the industry for the government-funded DESH lunches. Myself and my brother, Ray Nangle, we came from a catering background. Our parents had a large restaurant in Wexford, so we would have grown up in the restaurant business. And we've seen an opening. Also, Brian McGee, he operates the Fresh Today Wexford site as well. So we've seen an opening. And it was all about local business, Chris. So trying to keep the money that was spent in a county, actually, you know, creating that local employment and injecting the money directly back into that economy. And of course, there was a huge recession at the time when we started out, and that was very, very important to all of the schools. Initially, we started out in Wexford, and we kept that ethos as we continue to grow the business year on year, right up to 80,000 lunches a day is what Fresh Today delivers. And that includes our ethos. When we went into Donegal, we set up a place in Letterkenny, and now we have just opened up another place in Buncrana. So we operate out of our Longford facility, Dublin facility, Wexford facility, and also Nina facility, and then our two units up in Donegal, plus we have a place in Dublin. So yeah, it would have been much easier probably to, you know, had a very, very substantial factory centrally in one location, but that isn't really what got us to here. It was supporting that local and directing that back into the economy.
Now, when I was going to school, it was just a case of bring your own lunch. In secondary school, we did have a canteen, but there was no state-backed subsidies at all. There was no, I don't even think the word nutrition really existed. So much has changed then. And without this sort of state intervention, we would be in a very different place. So this is all a very positive development.
Hugely positive, to be honest with you, Chris. So as I alluded to earlier on, at its core, it was sandwiches that were being done for, you know, up to 2019. So the service actually started in 2003 with the free school lunches, and that was sandwiches up to 2019. We ran a pilot scheme, and we would have led that pilot scheme, to be honest, in our Wicklow facility when it was the 36 pilot schools. And that was such a success. I think then the following year, the government launched another 100 schools, and then so on and so forth, right up to this year. So once by January 2026, 3,000 primary schools in Ireland will be getting a hot free dinner. It is part of the EU Child Guarantee. I think it's the second priority of the EU Child Guarantee, that all children up to the age of 18 to get a hot, free school meal. But in fairness to the government, they have definitely been pushing it in Ireland more so than some other European countries. And it's in the programme for government at the moment, Chris, that all school children will be fed a hot school meal by 2030. So it is the government's intention and it's in the government, the programme for government, to roll into the secondary schools for 27, 28 and 29. So it will be a huge accomplishment from the government's point of view to have that feather in the cap by 2030.
So just explain to us the situation here in Donegal. Is it a mixture of primary and secondary schools at the moment that you're serving?
No, so we're predominantly, no, it's actually all primary schools in Donegal that we're serving. We have over 70 primary schools up there, and we have approximately 70 staff between our drivers. We have local drivers up there that we do a cross-dock with a large articulated truck every night. And then we have sales reps and sales managers. I'd like to give a shout out to my sales and customer service manager, Gareth Price. He's absolutely brilliant. And he's a local man up in Donegal, and Joe as well. But we would have approximately 70 local employees up in Donegal.
Which is not insignificant. So tell us a little bit about your premises in Letterkenny and Buncrana. What exactly goes on there?
Yeah, that's a good question, Chris. So in fairness, we produce all of the food and manufacture our food in our central production unit in Longford. Then we will send it up there. And there are some schools that won't have the space to take the proprietary regeneration oven that we would usually put into the schools. And then, but because I suppose Fresh Today has such a competitive product and service, the schools wanted to go with Fresh Today, but they didn't have a solution because they simply didn't have a space for our regeneration oven. So we took the decision to take out long leases in both Buncrana and Letterkenny. And effectively, it's what we would call a satellite kitchen. So all of our meals will be delivered in there under 5 degrees. And then we have local operators, local employees that will regenerate all of the individual meals there, then put it into a temperature control box and deliver it locally to the school and actually then give it out to the kids. That is the purpose of our two places in Letterkenny and Buncrana.
And for the schools, how do they get involved? Do they contact you? Do you contact them? How are the numbers built up over a period of time?
So I suppose why we would have so much market share up there at the moment, Chris, is absolute reputation and referrals. But if you're asking how is the government actually rolling this out, they would send out an expression of interest to the next basket of schools, let's say, that is coming out in the budget. So for example, there was I think another 950 schools in the primary schools in the budget 2025. So in 2025, it was decided in the budget, okay, we want to have all of the primary schools a hot free school meal in the next year. So the Department of Social Protection, the DSP, would send out an expression of interest to the schools. The schools would just put in the expression of interest and send it back into the Department of Social Protection. And at the moment, every single primary school in Ireland is now entitled to this hot school meal scheme.
So going forward, there's still considerable potential there because we're not at a stage that every school has the hot lunches yet.
Absolutely, yeah. There's another big rollout to happen next. It's actually happening at the moment. So there's a number of schools that are going to be starting with us in September, and then it'll move from all of the primary schools, Chris, right into the secondary schools after that.
So here in Donegal, employment-wise, you've generated quite a few jobs already, and I take it with more expansion, there will be more to come?
No doubt about it. Over the next 3 to 4 years, I don't see any reason why we won't be able to double that workforce up in Donegal.
Right. So, and at the moment, what sort of numbers are we talking about in the county?
So we've got roughly around 70 employees between drivers, operators in the schools, and then the operators that are in the satellite kitchens, approximately around 70.
Now, tell us a little bit about the school lunches themselves. I see the schools, there's an app, you can log in, you register, you can order. What's the whole process? Is there different food for every day? Does it change every week? Or tell me a little bit about the menu, so to speak.
Yeah, so we would have invested heavily a number of years ago in proprietary iOS and Android software. So we would have built an app from the canvas up. which will give you all of your allergen protection. It will give you all your nutritional information. It will give you a picture icon of the food, and it will give you a description like what you'd see in a restaurant, let's say, when you're reading, for example, a chicken and bacon carbonara. So they all would order through the app, Chris. Then we would deliver it in the following week, and all of the students then get a unique meal with their name on it, with their allergen or with the allergens. So it's very customized to the student. So we have over 35 to 40 options every single week that we offer to all of our students, and there's 14 options a day that are available. So just to give you an idea of some of the things that will be available, lasagna with potato with seasonal veg, shepherd's pie with seasonal veg and mashed potato, chicken and broccoli pasta bake with vegetables, chicken and bacon carbonara, and roast chicken, baby potato, gravy and seasonal veg. Now, we would switch up our veg as well, whereby it wouldn't be the same veg in every single meal. You might have broccoli in one meal, then you might have turnip in another, and so on and so forth. And it's just to enhance the colour and make each meal look a little bit different, because you don't want the students to think that, you know, they look the same, so to speak.
And of course, the spin-off that you're purchasing from regional suppliers, so there's a whole conveyor belt there of people involved in the supply chain.
A huge amount, yeah. And we would we're members of Guaranteed Irish, and we would supply 95% of our product locally in Ireland. So we fly that flag very proudly, to be honest with you.
And we hear a lot these days about the importance of nutrition, and no doubt even in the years that you've been operating, it's become more and more important. So there's a lot more thought being put into what you're actually putting out.
Absolutely. So I suppose there's a huge emphasis now on regulating the industry a lot more than, let's say, what it would have been a few years ago, even though it was, from my point of view, still regulated. But because now the budget has got significantly bigger, there is a lot more regulation to come. So the Department of Social Protection are employing a dietitian, and we would be working with that dietitian. We also have a dietitian that works with us, a very well-known dietitian. So we work closely with our dietitian to, you know, there's definitely a small negative narrative at the moment, Chris, where, you know, the people think that all of these school lunches are ultra processed and stuff like that. But really, it could not be further from the truth. I can only speak about my company, which Fresh Today, I think, is the one of the largest school lunch companies in Ireland. You would be absolutely dumbfounded with the amount of effort that we go through with our executive chef and our dietitians to mitigate MSG and palm oil and all of that. And what we call it is a clean deck meal. So it's a clean label, clean deck meal. And we would work closely with all of our suppliers to actually custom make our different product items, you know, like our sauce providers and stuff like that. So we get them specifically made based on the recipe that our executive chef would invent for Fresh Today.
And is there much competition within the sector? Are there many other people who are also supplying schools like yourselves?
Absolutely. It's a very competitive market, to be honest with you. I suppose my attitude to it is a rising tide lifts all boats. But it is extremely competitive, to be honest with you, Chris. And that's why every single day we kind of have a motto in Fresh Today, you know, always trying to get a little bit better every single day. And it's to push that innovation, and it's to push the envelope to see what else can we do. So we would have invested very heavily into our technology. As I alluded to, the range of offering that we offer on a daily basis, we don't know of any other supplier that's offering such a range. And we do try to push the envelope out, because if you don't have an edge, and if you aren't best in class in this industry, well, you certainly won't have the luxury or the privilege of being one of the largest suppliers.
And from the taxpayer's point of view and the state's point of view, because there's that competition out there, the taxpayer's getting good value for their money.
Exactly. A rising tide lifts all boats, Chris. From a taxpayer point of view, it is a very, very good thing. And look at it, from my point of view, I think competition is brilliant. It's healthy, and it definitely makes the industry better for the end consumer.
Now, in Donegal, among the schools that you are supplying to, schools on Arranmore and Tory Island. So that in itself is, I suppose, quite a distinction.
Exactly. And that's a good example of going the extra mile. So I know that these two schools came and called into Fresh Air, and I think they called some other local suppliers in Donegal as well, to be honest with you. But, you know, these aren't necessarily schools that you would, be making money, so to speak, out of. But our ethos, again, is any school that will ring us in, and it's a snowball effect. So we're very proud to actually be delivering out to them two islands. It's a logistical nightmare, but that is the extra mile that Fresh Today will always go and do to have the edge in the market, and very proudly do it, actually.
I see recently Fresh Today became members of Letterkenny Chamber, so that strengthens your links with the local community. It also helps with brand recognition, and I know since seeing that post, you could be pretty much in any part of Donegal and I could see one of your vans on the road.
Very good. I'm very happy to hear that, Chris. Yeah, no, absolutely. And it was an absolute honour and privilege, actually, to be up at the Chamber of Commerce for Letterkenny there 2 to 3 weeks ago. I was up there with Gara Price, the sales and customer service manager, and it was just great to see some of the local people. And to be honest with you, they were absolutely delighted with the work that we're doing up in Donegal as well. And I think from a national provider point of view, I think people are a little bit taken back how local we actually go as a national supplier. But as I had alluded to you earlier on, Chris, that is like at its core our ethos, because that's what's got us to here.
Sometimes I feel in this country we can be very quick to knock things, but there's an awful lot of good work going on. And just looking at your own sector there, you've got a number of quality awards, and the standards and the controls that are in place and all the things that you have to follow. It's a pretty strict regime, but the fact that you've got all these standards and quality marks, that just shows what a good job's been done out there.
Absolutely. So, like, we would have been national finalists in the Q-Mark Awards. We came second, so we were just bet by the DAA, the Dublin Airport. That was back in 2020, I think. And now, most recently, we just got accredited our ISO 22000. That's an international certificate for standing operating procedures, hygiene, and the like. But we were nearly a year and a quarter to get that accolade. But the extent that we go to is phenomenal, to be honest with you. So I fully concur with what you're saying there, Chris.
Now, what about the feedback from the kids themselves? I suspect some meals are more popular than others. How do you evaluate those sort of things?
Yeah, so we're innovating. So, you know, some of the students, one of the biggest, I wouldn't say challenges, but one of the biggest innovations that we're going to be making this summer now is Dara Cleary, the Minister of Social Protection, wants to get rid of the treat day on the Friday. Now, the kids always like the treat day on the Friday, but I understand where Dara Cleary is coming from. We're fully supportive of that. So we're actually innovating a different goujon, which we believe will be actually compliant for 5 days a week. We're trying to innovate a sausage that is steamed and that is exceptionally healthy, and we're hoping to get that across the line as well. And there's a number of things, like at the end of the day, Chris, the students still want to be able to see and select stuff that they're familiar with, but we are working so closely with suppliers that we believe that we can actually increase the nutritional content significantly and reduce the fats and sugars and salts significantly. And some of that, that is all going to be going live this September. So we have literally been working for a year with the suppliers in new product development, NPD is what we call it. And I suppose the big thing is the students still need to be familiar with what they're clicking with, if you know what I mean. But we do have we feel that we have the range that the students are looking for.
Yeah. Chris. So the students getting good, healthy meals, how far in advance do you bring on new products? Does it tend to tie in with a new term or the new academic year?
Yeah. So about 3 years ago, we actually done a holistic change in one of the terms, and there was upheaval, to be honest with you. So we said we're not doing that again. So what we would do is we'd actually innovate about 3 meals at the end of each term. So out of the 14, you'd keep on 10 or 11, and then you'd rotate 3 or 4. So the kids are getting to see something new every single term. But there are some key dishes like the lasagna, like the roast chicken, the roast turkey with stuffing. There's some core products that you wouldn't take off, but then there are others that you would rotate. So the kids see something different each term, Chris.
And what happens with the waste? Is that the responsibility of schools? Because, of course, not 100% of everything is going to be eaten.
No, that's a really good question. So, again, kind of pushing the envelope out and innovating. What we've done is we came up with what we call a Sistema box. A very simple idea, just has a Fresh Today logo on it. So when the kids are finished, they will put their compostable container. To all intents and purposes, it's a Tupperware, but we supply the Tupperware into each individual school. So then the actual child is bringing home that compostable dish. But what that actually does, Chris, is it allows the parent to see if this child is actually eating what they've selected for the student or not. And then it will entice the parent to go online and actually switch it up. So it's very, very informative for the parent because they're getting to see what their child is eating on a daily basis. And are they eating it? Are they finishing it? Or do they go back online? And we found that we had around 25% increase in our activity on our app when we actually implemented that new procedure.
And with the influx of people from different countries, with so many different nationalities in the country, does that have an influence on the food that's been offered? Are you bringing in maybe things that wouldn't have been there 5 or 10 years ago?
Absolutely, yeah. So we would, and this is where the whole menu design is critical and why so much effort goes into it with our executive chef, Dulta McLaughlin. So, you know, halal, you would have celiac societies, the glutens. We're a nut-free factory, actually, Chris. So obviously nut and egg nut and the egg allergen are very, very serious. So we actually decided probably around 8 to 9 years ago, when we were actually doing the Q mark, and we were like, okay, we are not actually dealing with nut at all in any of our products, but not just the products that we actually assemble in our factory, but there's no nut in any ingredient that is brought in. So none of our staff members would be allowed to bring in, let's say, a Snickers bar into the canteen because it is a nut-free factory. So, you know, again, I suppose that kind of indicates to the extent of where and what we do, and the same thing with every sort of culture, to be honest with you, and nationality. So we have to be all inclusive or we wouldn't have the participation that we do.
And vis-a-vis our European neighbours and indeed the UK, how are Irish schools on the sort of the scale of supplying meals to students?
I would say I was actually up in the north there a few weeks back, and unbiasedly, I really feel that there is factors of improvement of where the school lunch industry is in Ireland versus where it is in the UK, if I'm being honest with you. So they just have on-site kitchens, but you don't get the consistency. You don't get that. You don't get the consistency, the portion control and all of that. Like one curry could be a different spice, a different size and a different taste in a school And then a mile up the road, you could have another chef in another school, and that chicken curry tastes completely different. So bringing it back into a central production unit, you get that consistency across 80,000 meals every day. So that would be my feeling there.
Yeah. And just rounding things off, how far away are we, do you think, from pretty much every school in the country being able to say that it can provide students with a hot meal?
It will be definitely before 2030, but the government did roll this out quicker than I had been expected. And so I would expect at the latest all 950,000 students in Ireland per day will be getting a hot free school meal by 2029. As I said earlier on, it is by 2030, it's in the programme for government, but just based on the rate that the government have moved on this, Chris, 2029 is what I would expect.
So the outlook is encouraging there, and indeed for your company, and indeed for employment here in the county. Finally, Richie, if people want to find out a little bit more about Fresh Today, there could be maybe a principal listening or a parent who wants to find out more. What's the quickest way of doing so?
Freshtoday.ie, and if they are looking for a service in Donegal, or if they're Donegal schools, just look for the Longford number, and one of our customer service will be on hand immediately for that call. There's a number of them there that work in the office, and we will be delighted to take a call, Chris.
And that was Richie Nangle, the Managing Director of Fresh Today. In other news, the countdown is on to a major four-day tourism-related event taking place in Letterkenny in September. The town has been selected to host the TBEX, Europe Travel Blog Exchange, which is a major gathering for the travel blogging influencer and content creator community. Now, Donegal is set to benefit from massive exposure as a result of this event, and recently councillors were given a presentation on just what to expect. More than 500 attendees will be present for meetings, conferences, workshops and networking activities that will dovetail with tours and the promotion of tourism attractions in Donegal. It's the largest gathering of its kind for travel bloggers, online travel journalists, travel brands and industry professionals, and will generate unparalleled publicity for Donegal. The bloggers will post their experiences of Donegal on social media platforms with a worldwide audience. Likewise, the posts about Donegal from various influencers who are followed by millions of people in some cases is set to reap a considerable spin-off for the county. And we'll have more details on that in a future programme. Also, a reminder that the Donegal Women in Business Network is hosting a Summer Solstice Leadership Evening at Oakfield Park in Raphoe. It's on Thursday, June the 26th. The theme is Charting Your Course, Navigating Leadership. And the guest speaker is Marie Gleeson, a former Irish Navy captain and now a sought-after speaker and leadership coach. For more details, you can see the Donegal Women in Business Network website or their social media platforms. Now, just before I finish up, I want to tell you about a competition that may be of interest. Letterkenny Chamber runs an Employee of the Month competition. Nominations are now open for this Donegal ETB-sponsored June Award, and you can nominate people from all over the county. So do you know somebody in your workplace who goes that extra mile? Maybe they're a team player who brings energy, professionalism and pride to the job every day. Well, this could be the time to give them some due recognition. The winner will receive a €100 Shop LK gift card and will become a finalist for the Employee of the Year Award at the Letterkenny Chamber Business Awards, which take place on the 7th of November. Nominations for this month close on Tuesday the 24th of June at 12 noon, so don't miss this chance to celebrate your team's best. For more details and how to nominate, you can go to the Letterkenny Chamber website. Well, that's it for another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio. Many thanks for tuning in. As always, I'll conclude by wishing you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead.